rest of the story. His high school classmates in those days called him Greaseball, sometimes Mullet. That's what they called the youngsters from his side of the tracks. It was a fisherman's neighborhood. To his family and friends, he was just plain Buddy. One day, Buddy discovered something remarkable. He could run. He could run faster than anybody else in the school. As his track talent became known, the slurs diminished. Soon he was Buddy to everybody. It's an old story, really, social success through athletic prowess. Buddy, the virile, dark-eyed, crew-cut jock, made the best of his promising situation, and he went out for football. And was he good? In fact, he was so enthusiastic about his own ability that once when he made a touchdown, he kept right on running, right up into the stands to take a bow. Of course, the girls who would never have dated a greaseball or a mullet just couldn't wait for a date with Buddy. He was on top of the world and still climbing. Offered football scholarships from several colleges. Buddy chose Florida State University, a decision based on the favorable ratio of women to men. Freshman year, Buddy was halfback in a half dozen varsity games. His outstanding performance on the field led to immediate recognition. He was chosen to play for Florida State in the Sun Bowl that same season. Now already he was drawing the attention of pro football scouts, and before his freshman year was over, he, Buddy, the boy from the wrong side of the tracks, was crowned with the titles of All-State and All-Southern. Each day brought him a little closer to his goal, a career in professional football. And then one night, Buddy's world turned upside down. He was in training for his second season at Florida State. And 1 week before the opening game, he pulled some cartilage in his knee. The injury and subsequent operation sent him home for recuperation. Now Buddy's home recuperating. His knee was almost well, but Dad, concerned for his son's future in football, imposed a strict curfew. Buddy must get enough rest, his father said. One night, nearly mended Buddy was out on a date, and it was getting late, and he dropped the girl at home. Now, to make curfew, he was barreling down the highway at 100 miles an hour. Buddy never saw the flatbed truck in his path, the one he crashed into, the one that dumped his car engine into his lap. Miraculously, his life was spared, though his future in football was not. While they were patching him up, his spleen was removed. His shattered legs did heal, but not well enough. By the time Buddy made it back to the gridiron, it was apparent that he'd lost the spark he once had. He'd always be a good player, but now he would never be great again. For stubborn Buddy, that made no sense, so he quit football right then and there, right in the middle of the season, and took the first job to come his way as a motion picture stuntman for 20th Century Fox. You never knew Buddy, the boy his classmates called Greaseball, until he found out that he could run. The youngster with a choice of football scholarships, hailed as All-American and All-Southern and scouted by the pros in his freshman year of college, scouted as a professional football player in his freshman year. You never knew that young man, but you knew the man he became following a near-fatal car wreck. The disheartened fellow who stumbled into the movies on a pair of legs that had lost their magic. You know Buddy as Burt Reynolds. Only now you know the rest of the story.